This summer, I was looking around for various summer jobs, largely, sort of a whole range of things, and this sort of came up as one of the potential options. It's not very promising because, it's involves sort of being outside and talking about history. I've done, half a degree in history. I'm doing my master's in modern history as well. So being able to talk about history, the job, it seems like quite a good fit. And I applied for it, and they're very quick to get back to me, the company, and either the day or the day afterwards, they asked me to do an interview, and it was a very sort of quick process. And haven't looked back since. It's been fantastic so far, and it's a very good introduction.
So talk us through a typical day as a tour guide.
Typical day. I'm sort of based first and foremost on King's Parade. So when you're doing things called sort of free tours, you wear sort of a special jacket to sort of show that you're doing the tours, and you're sort of out on King's Parade, sort of out to ask people if they want to have a free tour. But a lot of people who go on the tours have sort of either pre-booked or sort of pre-researched the company. So it's a case of sort of getting everyone together, and then sort of once it hits either 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock, depending on when the tour starts, you sort of start the tour and talk through the sort of big timeline of Cambridge, all of its history, and then you sort of walk around all the main monuments. You see the new bits like the Corpus Clock. You see sort of much older bits like St. Bennet's Church, all the colleges. And you spend, when you're on these tours, you spend about 2 hours or so walking around the main parts of Cambridge. You see all the sort of mostly university-based monuments, and you finish off by Trinity about 2 hours later on. In a similar situation, really, when they were sort of privately booked tours, you start at the same place and sort of you get ready, sort of, make sure you've, know the script inside out for the day. And yeah, just do the tours and, finish about 4 o'clock if you do two of them on the same day.
You mentioned about free tours there. You have more than one tour, don't you, with your company? So you've got free tours. And what the kinds of tours do you do on a typical day, or can do throughout a week?
So, the company that I'm working for, they offer these sort of free or pay-as-you-feel tours. They also have privately booked tours, and you can also book university tours where you can sort of walk around sort of university grounds if you like. But most common ones are sort of privately booked tours as well as the free tours. I believe in other places as well, they have sort of, I know in New York they have Minster tours, and I know in Oxford they have sort of Spanish language tours as well. So there's a whole variety of things. But definitely the free and sort of privately booked tours as well are the most common ones in Cambridge itself.
And I'm guessing being able to speak Spanish would probably be an advantage as well, because I know that you've done your education has involved Spanish at some stage as well. But you do it all in English primarily. But have you ever been asked anything in Spanish, or have you ever been able to help someone out with a translation along the way?
Not as yet, but I'm sure it will come in handy if I ever needed to.
We talked about your typical day and the knowledge I think you've mentioned already about a bit tour guiding. How much do you have to know about the city to be able to do this job and do this job well?
Well, part of the training, it's very, very thorough, especially knowing, dates, figures, and how it all sort of connects to wider history of the country itself. You have to learn very extensive scripts. It's good that you have that there, because you do have to talk for quite a long time, and you have to have, some facts, more quirky facts as well when you're sort of doing the tours, and you have to know these places inside and out. And if you get a question, you also have to know how to respond to that as well. So it's good to be able to learn all of that. And, I think that it's important also to throw in a few anecdotal bits, but I'd say I've learned, quite a bit doing these tours, not just dates, but also sort of, like with, say, Corpus Clock. When I sort of first saw it, I thought, oh, is this sort of like this weird clock with a grasshopper on top? What's it all about? But actually, so it seems to see it's, a time eater on top, eating away at our time, and the clock sort of represents, quite a sort of dark notion of our perception of time. So you learn all these sort of quirky little things. It's important you do know these things inside out, not just for doing a sort of, speech about each place, but also for when you ever get asked any questions or anything along those sort of lines, really.
Yeah, 'cause I was going to say, with tours, it's a lot of information being said at once for some people. Is there an element of having to make it accessible, if you like, or making it so it's enjoyable but informative at the same time?
Yeah, they're definitely, company very, make that very important, that it's not necessarily a history lesson or a lecture or anything like that. You do learn the important bits, you learn about the important dates, important events, but they do, teach you more of the quirky things, especially, what the student life is like, and it's important to have a mix. People want to be informed, but they also want to hear some of the more humorous bits as well, because there are quite a few humorous stories, but they do also keep it, quite serious, and I keep it fairly serious for certain other parts of the tour as well. So it's good to have that bit of a balance, really, make sure it isn't too boring, and to make sure it's accessible too, especially for younger tourists.
And also, I guess you have an element of tourists who might not speak as much English. I don't mean that in a xenophobic way, but you get tourists who, you know, whose grasp of English isn't as strong as others, and I guess you have to make sure that you can come across clearly to them as well.
I do ensure that, yes. I don't try and throw me too many technical terms in there, but I do make sure that everyone is all on the same page, and I'm not afraid to answer any questions that they have. And I think it's important to make sure that everyone can understand it, and that, you know, it's their right to be able to understand it, and, you know, it's important that all tourists are on the same page when I'm doing the tours anyway.
Yeah, make it universal and everything, definitely. So how interesting is it to actually be a tour guide and to be effectively an ambassador for the city that you grew up in?
Yeah, it's very, very interesting, you know, the history side of things especially, and learning all these new things, but get to meet people from all different countries around the world. You get, you know, get asked a lot of very unique questions as well. And it's very interesting just to sort of see people's reactions to certain things, and sort of how, really sort of learn how old, you know, Cambridge is, even, you know, not just university-wise, but sort of before that. So it's extremely interesting, really, and I've, you know, really enjoyed it, especially with my history background. And like you say, being an ambassador and sort of make sure Cambridge is in good lights. And I do mention the old Oxford rivalry as well. So, you know, people, I do have to say, you know, which you prefer, as a sort of jokey sort of way. But on a sort of more serious note, it is quite important that, you know, Cambridge is showing the positive light, because it is, you know, a very, you know, very welcoming city, and it does, you know, depend a lot on the tourist industry.
That brings nicely on to the next point, really, because a lot has been made about this idea of too many tourists and a so-called tourist tax being introduced. I know it's in place in a lot of places around the world. I think Venice has a system, and there are other cities that have followed suit with that, really. You've been out in the city this summer. You've been on your tours. You've been showing people around. Just how busy has it been? And has it been busier this year compared to other years when you've been out and about?
I mean, it does depend on the times. I mean, some of the tours I've done have been, you know, not early-ish, but sort of more of the, you know, in the morning sort of thing, maybe sort of 10, 11-ish. So on certain days, especially weekdays, it can be, you know, very, very quiet. Just, you know, a lot of the main focal points of Cambridge are quite sort of closely sort of confined. You know, the outskirts are usually, you know, pretty quiet most of the time. It's just, you know, seeing those main university buildings. But I don't know, we should still be encouraging tourism. I think it's a massive industry for Cambridge, you know, and we can't be deterring people from visiting, you know, especially as Cambridge is a very global place, not just for tourists, but also for students. So, you know, we do need to make sure that we don't lose that sort of popularity with tourists. We can't sort of deter that aspect of it, really.
Yeah, and also it's important to point out as well that tourists do put a lot of money into the local economy, don't they? They use our shops, they use our businesses, you know, they use everything here, so they are putting money into the local economy. But, you know, people, again, have talked about this idea of too many tourists. There's been other people been saying this throughout the summer as well. Do you think, from a guide point of view, that having too many tourists is a nice problem, in inverted commas, if we can call it that?
It does certainly mean, you know, a lot more trade for certain businesses, but I don't know, in a way it's quite a nice problem. And, you know, the people I've had on my tours have always been very respectful, very sort of self-aware, and, you know, the vast majority of tourists, you know, are, and it's important that, like I say, we don't sort of deter people from visiting Cambridge. And, you know, it's much better than having no tourists at all. You know, it would be a lot quieter without them. So it's important to have, you know, it is in a way quite a nice problem in certain aspects for the job anyway.
Overall, though, what would you say life as a tour guide is like?
I think it's, you know, very, very good. You get to meet all different kinds of people. It's quite fantastic, especially when you're doing these sort of more open, free tours. You get a wide mix of people from all different backgrounds, all different countries, and something quite sort of special about having that mix of people. People, you know, make new friends often on the tours as well, and, you know, it's just great to be able to sort of see people's reactions to Cambridge, to be able to sort of, you know, be a champion and ambassador of the city, and to make sure people have a nice time when they're over here, and be able to sort of talk about history for a while. And, you know, it's just, well, definitely one of the best summer jobs you can do, really. You know, best, you know, especially at this time of year when you get so many people coming to Cambridge, it's a really fantastic opportunity, really.
You talk about making friends as well. Actually, there's a very nice little story I think we'll end on there, because I think it's a really nice story, is that you've made some new friends through the tours, including one that you were at university with.
Yes, there was a guy from my course, and, you know, he's also from Cambridge, and he did pretty much the same degree and didn't meet until, you know, earlier in August. So it was strange, you know, sort of knew his name, but met half the university, but mostly through this company as well. So very, very unusual, but yeah, it's a nice story.
Excellent. That's a really nice way to end, actually, the fact that you sort of had kind of half known each other, if that, but then you sort of end up working together and have become good friends. That's a great thing, and this whole thing about tourism bringing people together, I think that's a really nice way to end. So thank you very much.
Thank you.